Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey y'all, we wanted to share with you some of the fun we've been having over on Patreon.
For this Best of March, we're bringing you short clips from some of the bonus content from last month to give you an idea of everything you get when you sign up to support the show.
First, we have a clip from an Am I the Asshole livestream episode where a listener writes in about their partner's habit of leaving streaks in the sheets and how that eventually ended their relationship.
It shouldn't shock anyone that it ended the relationship.
No, it should have most definitely ended the relationship.
Well, after that, we have a clip from an unpopular opinions bonus content episode where we discussed the correct way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And first of all, it's not the way you think. And second of all, it gets a little naughty. Spoiler alert.
That's followed by a clip from our March live Q&A. We kicked off the stream with a live taste test of Hidden Valley Ranch flavored ice cream. Oh, my God. My life flashed before my eyes. And quite frankly, I'm a changed person and it's not for the better.
Head to our YouTube because we'll put these best of video clips on YouTube for you to watch.
Oh, God. I just had a visceral reaction remembering what that tasted like.
Can't take it. Well, and the last thing you'll hear is if you want to have a visceral reaction, but a good visceral reaction, it's a segment from our March minisode about the iconic crime fighting, public school visiting, PSA making, trench coat wearing canine McGruff the crime dog. You can witness McGruff invite himself camping with Christie's family, and it's the moment that he secures a spot on the tour. Things get a little personal, and you'll definitely want to go to YouTube and watch the video version of this.
You also need to join us on Patreon today to get ad-free regular episodes, hundreds of hours of audio and video bonus content, on-demand archives of the video live streams, and so much more. You'll also get to be a part of all the fun we'll continue having throughout the rest of the year. And an annual subscription to our Patreon gets you immediate access to the bonus content, plus a free month of membership.
To join our Patreon and check out these perks, plus get instant access to hundreds of hours of bonus content, head to the link in the episode description or go to sinisterhood.com and just click Patreon on the top banner to sign up today.
By me and a story I told, so I would like to share it so I'm not alone, but I want to give you all a bit of a warning that it involves unsanitary practices. Personal hygiene practices.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Brittany writes, I'm going to get right into it, y'all, because it's gross. After hearing Heather's story about her disgusting ex who scratched and sniffed his nutsack,
oh, God.
I was thrown into a backflash of waking up to the worst thing. Literal shit stains in my bed.
Mm-mm.
My ex had terrible hygiene.
Oh, no.
Literally, I could count on one hand how many times the man brushed his teeth while we were together. For 6 years, he would just stand in the shower and not wash or anything, but just stand there. On rare occasion, he would spread his cheeks and let some water grace his ass crack, but it was rare. He would spend so long in the bathroom pooping, quote unquote, and not wipe or flush.
I recently
on Reddit
saw something about this.
That some guy was like, it's like only girls wipe their ass or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently this man read that post. She writes, one day I woke up and he had left literal stains in our bed. I was stunned. I had put up
which means he's sleeping in the nude.
With his crusted... Yikes. I had put up with this man's disgusting...
You know he stinks.
Oh, yeah. God bless you, Brittany. I'd put up with this man's disgusting mouth and lack of care for his bodily dealings for 6 years, along with cheating and narcissism. But I was 17 when we met and got pregnant soon thereafter with our first son. I had some really bad self-confidence issues as well from my childhood, but I'll save that story for another time. Like Heather said, we accept the love we think we deserve. Oof. Anyway, I confronted him about it. I told him it was disgusting and that I was done. My lease on my apartment was up in a month, and I told him he could move in with me, but he would have to find a place within 2 months, and he would be on in his own room with his own bathroom in the new place. He eventually did move out, and after I came home and kicked him out on our youngest son's first birthday, when I found him locked in my house with a 19-year-old, he was 29 at the time, after refusing to shower or participate in our son's party earlier in the day. Now, I've never been happier. 4 years later, I've got a default judgment looming for our divorce. I was reflecting on our relationship and want to make sure I wasn't the asshole for ending my marriage pretty much because of shit stains in my bed. I love the podcast. It's always the first one I suggest to people looking for a new fun podcast. Thank you for the work and heart you put into the show. So, Brittany asks, am I the asshole for ending my relationship and marriage over shit stains in my bed?
And also, it wasn't just the shit stains on the bed. If that was,
it never is just the shit stains.
Solitary incident. That's one thing. If everything else was perfect, and then that happened, and then you divorced someone, yeah, maybe. This guy was disgusting. The fact you were able to stick it out for 6 years says a lot about your patience.
And yeah, and your love for the kids. You know, if it's like, oh, we got together so young, but.
And I get getting together young.
Same.
And there's a age power imbalance. And so no fault of yours there.
Definitely. We've both talked about recently, we were talking about our lack of self-confidence in our younger days and like dating people for much longer than we thought should have and all that stuff. So definitely relate. I don't think. It's, you know, it's never about that last thing. That's the last straw. I think the
sounds
streaks,
like he was abusive and
manipulative.
Talk about your what was it called? Your audio, what was it about your the zone around you?
Oh, yes. What? Well, we've said
well,
it.
This
and it's
is
gone.
The scent one. Your olfactory barrier.
They're not respecting your sonic space. It's
so your olfactory space.
That's right. A deliberate invasion of and disregard for everyone's sonic space is the phrase this person used. So yeah, I think that is a deliberate invasion of and disregard for your olfactory and tactile space.
God.
That bed.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's rough.
But yeah, I think.
And also why? Like, I wonder, I mean, obviously there's something going on with him because that's just not what a person that is healthy in their.
Rational.
In their body and mind, you know, those decisions usually aren't the ones you make. So there's something going on there that he needs help with too.
I think so. Yeah. You don't just do that.
No,
out
I
of
mean,
nowhere.
If you. Know that you stink and that you're like it's unhealthy.
Yeah, it also seems like a chance for infection or contamination of spaces
gum
or
disease
food.
And stuff. You'll lose your teeth.
You can get infection and it'll go to your brain. I mean, it can kill you. So that stuff is serious.
Also, what you're showing your kids and stuff.
Yeah, like, that's true.
But it sounds like there's something going on, but. Yeah, no, you're no asshole at all.
Not at all.
Good riddance and good for you.
Yeah, get that man a bidet and get him the fuck out.
When I saw that about, it was a guy saying that he was installing his bidet and he was gay. And that his straight roommate was like, what is that? And he told him what it was. And he said, only gay guys use that. Like straight dudes don't wipe their ass. And Tommy was like, well, today I learned that I'm a gay man.
Yeah.
And then, like, everyone in the comments was like, this is unhinged. And the guy said he went on to ask, like, why don't you wipe? And he was like, because it's gross to put my hand back there. And he's like, well, what if you, like, it's a bad one? And he's like, then I just take a shower. And he's like, do you wash your ass? And he's like, well, the soap runs down there and does it.
No.
I'm like, why don't you take a minute and, like, I don't get it. It's so gross to me. But also, I think there's like other stuff going on when people, you know, make those types of decisions.
Yeah, that is so weird that you would equate personal hygiene with sexual, anything sexual.
Or that it's a, I mean, I get like maybe you're like, ugh, I don't want to go take a shower right now. But for it to be such a burden that you just never want to do it, there's something going on.
Yeah, that is so bizarre. I found the Reddit post and the roommate said he thinks it's gross to, quote, rub my ass with a piece of paper that doesn't really do anything.
Which,
oh no.
How are you, what are you doing that it's not doing anything?
I just read too much. He said, the original poster said, I asked what. This last one is from Erica. And Erica says, hey guys, so this is apparently my unpopular opinion on the best way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Heather just wiped her face and prepared for whatever is about to happen.
I'm trying to keep a straight face. Erica writes, I've always made it by adding peanut butter and jelly into a bowl, mixing it together, and then spreading on the bread. But everyone always looks at me weird when I say that. Don't ask me how PB&J comes up in conversation so much with me. To me, this makes the most sense because then you have a nice, even mixture and it's way easier to spread. Also, the abomination of both in a jar is not the same thing. Hope y'all are doing well no matter how you make your PB&J. Thanks, Erica.
Wow. Well, I can say that this is a first. I've never heard of anyone making a PB&J sandwich that way. But when you think about it, she may be onto something.
I remember, and you tell me if you remember this, crystal clear memory. I'm probably in second grade Miss Horn's class, possibly, it was second grade Miss Horn's class. And they're teaching you various ways to explain things. It's like a, and so they would have you choose a task and stand up, yeah, in front of the class and explain it. For some reason, we didn't get to choose any tasks. We all had to say how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh.
Here's the thing. In retrospect, that makes no sense because you're just saying the same thing that the person before you said. But we were indoctrinated that it's like, take the bread out, mm-hmm, you do the bread, the jelly. Some people would wipe the knife off between. Are you a wiper in between?
Yeah.
You got to wipe it.
I'm not a monster.
That's chaotic. What, no, are you going to fuck the jelly up
first? No. And also,
wait, how are you doing it?
You live in a shared household.
Oh, you can't.
No. Well, I'll be honest that I don't make a ton of PB&J sandwiches for myself. Occasionally, I'll get a hankering for one, but I will make them for the kids. And I do peanut butter first.
Okay.
Wipe, jelly.
And then two together, you cut off the crust, triangle shape, anything?
Yeah, usually all that.
All of them. You got to. Yeah, I'm a, now that I think about it, I think I go jelly first and then peanut butter. Because peanut butter is harder to wipe than jelly. Jelly kind of comes off.
That makes sense. That's gooier. More efficient, probably.
In my life, I've never mixed the two.
I haven't, but I feel like it makes sense because you would get like an even distribution. It's just, to me, I can't stand dishes.
Yeah.
And if I have to dirty another dish.
Yeah.
For something, like, I wouldn't use two different knives to do the peanut butter and jelly for the same reason. I would do a wipe in between. I will agree, whoever decided we're going to put all this into one jar for the ease of parents everywhere, on paper, it looked great, but it didn't hit the same.
No.
And it also looks gross.
No, and I'm like, it's not going to stay like that ever. It just isn't going to stay like that.
No, we never bought it. My brother loved peanut butter growing up, but God, gross. She just showed me a picture of that goober. First, it looks unnatural to have them in there striped like that.
I do need to say something about this, and I may be going a little bit outside of the box here, but the sexual tension between this grape and this peanut.
We turned it around.
It's fucking palpable. It's fucking palpable. I'll describe it for our listeners. So there's a grape on the left.
Oh, you mean the cartoon ones? Fuck. The grape, America's favorite. Mm-hmm.
The grape's on the left with a supple mouth. Definitely looks moist to me, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, it's got a moist tongue.
The peanut has some big dick energy. There's some swag with that nut.
Also some, hey, you up?
They're looking at each other in a way that makes me think something's going to get inserted somewhere. And I can't tell if the grape's going in the peanut or the peanut's going in the grape.
I feel like the peanut's going in the grape.
Do you think the peanut takes his shell off and the grape? Or is it its skin, not its outfit?
I mean,
fuck.
What I was thinking and what what makes more sense are two different things. I thought the peanut would dive into the grape's mouth. But in reality, that is like if you tried to fuck with your clothes on. So
they're only getting like to first base.
The peanut has to come out of its shell. Don't we all?
God.
And then maybe it's inserted into the grape's mouth. But for some reason, I feel like peanut is going in grape.
Why are their tongues just like,
oh. Because they're about to get together and just get it all mixed up.
It's like sexual. It's too much.
It is. We'll post a picture so everyone can see what we're talking about.
This is on shelves in your grocery store, America. It even says America's favorite.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they're trying to get us. This is how they get you.
This is how they get you.
It's not The Rock. Never mind. I don't have a good segue. I bought the ranch ice cream.
Oh.
Do you want to try it now or do you want to try it at the end? Do you want to delay the inevitable?
Let's ask the chat. Let's do a poll. We'll poll y'all. This is if for those that don't know. And first of all, thank you for tuning in. This has been wheels off since the jump.
Every time it is, so it's fine.
If you are new, this is every month we do a Q&A for the Ruling the Airwaves and the Getting Into It tiers. And they're pretty fun and wheels off. And occasionally we do special things. And Heather has purchased, this is a new thing that has come out. It's Hidden Valley Ranch flavored ice cream.
Yeah.
And we're going to taste it.
I think so.
Live because we have to.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about it? What do you think it's going to taste like?
I feel like it's going to be like a, when you have a red velvet cupcake that has like a cream cheese frosting, mm-hmm. I imagine it's going to be like a whole thing of cream cheese frosting. Like it's going to be like cream cheese sweet. Someone said you should try
like
it with chicken wings.
Sweet.
But I don't have chicken wings. So we're going to try it. Bone and raw.
I got a hot take about red velvet.
Okay.
It's fucking pointless. It's chocolate. Why did we do that?
I thought it was beef.
It's chocolate. I mean, red velvet is chocolate. I think it's colored red with something.
With beets?
But it's just chocolate.
Why did I think it was beets?
Beet flavor?
Like beet cake.
I don't think it's
I liked
beet
it
cake.
Though.
That might be how they what am I trying to say? Color it.
Oh yeah, maybe so. But like it'll like a no. Nice. Suzanne says amen, Christy.
It's just I did not know this for years. I thought red velvet was like its own flavor, which I guess maybe it technically is. But then Tommy, I think, was like, it's just chocolate.
Is it like chocolate light? It's like not as much.
It's grosser chocolate.
Because it kills me that the Charisma says no beets involved.
It's less chocolatey. Somehow it's less chocolatey.
I think it was beets.
More powdery flavor.
There's a lot of fucking. We got to do a poll. We're going to do a poll.
Red velvet is a waste of chocolate.
Everybody
Why
wants
you just,
to do it. No.
My sister in law loves red velvet. Good thing she doesn't listen to the show. She doesn't have to hear this. Are we doing a red velvet yay or nay?
Yeah.
Fuck out.
All right, we're doing red velvet.
I don't understand
yay or nay.
The point of it. It's like
hell yeah. Or
if you were off. Like, here's vanilla, and then you're like, what is that black ice cream over there? You're like, oh, that's black vanilla. You're like,
that's
wait a second.
Thing.
So it's just vanilla with black food coloring.
You fools,
gross.
That we see. It's just cocoa powder. Who knew the icing makes red velvet? Interesting. What's up, Jess? My goodness. Tommy said, my sister proudly loves the things I say are pointless. Well, there you go.
You know?
Well, we have to check in with our polls. Currently, the ranch ice cream is overwhelmingly now. Paris,
oh, man.
Please bring the cooler.
Who said save it, Tommy? Because he didn't want it to. He's already panicking about it's going to be like melting.
Oh, no. It's hard frozen okay. In our freezer. And then it's
We're
only.
Good to go.
I thought the lights just got brighter.
Cool. Just you, baby.
Oh, my God. Several people have asked.
Look, Heather's skin is glowing.
Oh, thank Rihanna for my skin.
Thank Rihanna for so many things.
Pretty
one
much except
them,
for
skin.
Like the apostrophe tretinoin. Everything else I've been putting on my face has been Fenty Beauty. Because
I need to try it.
I like it.
I'm looking for a new foundation. So.
Well, they got
okay.
It. All right, here we are.
Oh, my.
I thought you might like
wonderful
that.
Presentation. I did not expect it to be delivered in a Flavortown cooler, which I believe Heather got during the pandemic.
Also,
because Guy Fieri was doing some kind of donation for something, and you got this.
Yeah, it was
did we have our tickle appointment?
Oh God, Jesus Lord. Let us eat the ranch. We'll tell you about it as we try the ranch.
We have a story.
We owe y'all this story. We've told a couple people.
The only people we've told is apart from our own personal family is what brand is this?
Van Leeuwen, Eric Van Leeuwen. That's our friend. Eric Van Leeuwen, you did this.
I have never heard of this in my life.
I like them. They're actually really good, and they have good, like,
French ice cream.
Ooh
la la.
Let's
not try to fancy up the Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream. It is what it is.
You have a spoon over there pre-wrapped in a napkin.
Dear mouth, enjoy. Sincerely, Lid. Well, how nice. A life without anything good is bad.
It's happening, y'all.
God, so much has already happened before I even got this thing open.
Praise the Lord.
Thinking about my own mortality now.
Considering my life choices.
Gross. Oh, this is going to make my hands sink. Is this, are these?
I think it is.
Huh?
Does is that cardboard smell? Or ranch? I think it's, yeah, it's wrapped up. I what? Stop screaming.
People smell my finger.
No, I'm not going to smell your fucking fingers.
They smell awful.
Okay, give it to me.
It's because I touched this. This is what we're going
to. Give it to me. Oh, shit. It smells like a.
It's spicy.
It smells like a burnt up. It smells like burnt hair, kind of.
It's spicy.
It kind of smells like burnt hair. Okay. Oh. All right. We got to take the scoop, and then we're going to try it at the same time.
I'm just doing a little.
I'm going to go full. Whole hog. I'm going in.
How much? That's a big bite. Okay. I'm going
to
do this much.
Listen. Go big or go home. I'm not here to let y'all down. I'm not going to be like, hey, guys,
welcome.
He said they
have the worst flavors. I've literally never heard of this ice cream in my life. I'm
I honestly don't know.
I honestly don't know if I can do it.
Do you have a palate cleanser? We have Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar here.
Oh, it does. It smells like a spice cabinet.
It smells like, honestly, you guys, it smells like a sweaty foot. It smells like puke in the flavored zone cooler.
I can't.
You're not going to try
it? Eating a cold melted Chex Mix.
Charisma said, I need to know why you bought two
fucking
pipes.
It's so fucking gross.
First of all, it was two for $6 or something at the Walmart in Garland. I had to go find this shit on the internet and then go, your eyes have begun to water. You're crying. I'm worried about you.
It smells so bad that you go, okay. Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to go. Because I'm going to tell you what it tastes like.
Oh,
all right, we're going to do it.
I'll do it.
We got to do.
You ready?
At this, I dropped the lid, but it doesn't matter. I'm not going to put it back on here and eat
one
of this.
Two, three. This made you still eating it. You have to stop. Oh God! They made like so many batches of this.
The second one was the mistake. That's where I went wrong. That's where I went wrong.
They made so many batches.
It's in me now. Lord, it's in me. Help me.
I have mascara.
It's ranch. It's ranch ice cream. Don't do two. I'm here to tell you. If you're curious. Try it once.
Look.
But beware, because this is what it does to a person.
I feel like I just ate a liquefied Funyun. Oh my God. I'm so Paris.
Well.
Paris, can you bring.
Oh man.
Can you bring.
Babe, will you bring a snack? Like, there's candies. Bring
a gummy.
There's a number of Skittles? Easter candies. There would be Easter candies.
Oh no.
Somebody's coming.
Oh God.
All right. Okay.
Hey, McGraw.
Hey. I was watching.
Oh, did you like the stream?
You did great.
Thank you. Heather did really well too, don't you think?
Yeah, she's good. She's great. Whatever. Listen, I wanted to give my votes.
Yes, let's see. Okay, well, it looks like, I can't see the top. What is there? Oh, you would not be the asshole. One person said not the asshole, but everybody else says that you and Tommy have to duel it out.
I'm ready. Oh, anytime, day or night.
Shit.
I want to say, and I mean this in the most sexual way toward you and the most violent way toward Tommy. Zip your tent tight tonight. Zip it. And if you're in the woods and you hear a branch break, just know it's me. And that's just because I love you and I care about you.
Well, I look forward to seeing you later.
We'll have fun. We'll look at the moon together.
Okay, but my daughter's
That's okay. No. Hey, McGruff is respectful. I'll take you out. And I'll
wait to the campfire.
Well, the barbecue grill.
To the fire pit? Okay. To the barbecue grill.
Yeah. Now, it'll smell like sausages.
I feel like you're going to get too wild if you smell sausages.
Too wild. Hey.
Not the hand. Not the paw.
I'm still here. No one asked me. I'm still here. I'm
sorry, Heather.
Yeah, whatever. Not on camera.
What's going on under there?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Do you have pants on?
Yes, I do. I have pants on. And the pants have a waistband. So, don't you worry.
Oh, so just yank him right down.
What? Hey, I have a question.
What?
What?
What? What?
I want to know. Oh, wait. Stacy in the comments. Wait, she said take this dog on tour, please.
Oh, no.
I was just going to say, what are you doing at the end of the month? Like April 19th and 20th.
I'm going to be in Denver and Salt Lake.
Oh, Denver? Yeah. Denver, you know what isn't criminal in Denver?
Marijuana.
You're damn right. Denver and Salt Lake. Hey, you think I could come along?
Well, Tommy's also going.
I understand. You need somebody to help you with equipment and whatnot. Meanwhile, you can handle my equipment.
Can we show everybody your shoe?
What? Okay.
Will you show everyone your shoe?
I'm going to hold you up, okay?
Okay, hang on.
He's got to go around here. Come on.
Excuse me.
It's so tight.
Is that good enough? Can you see him?
Oh, we haven't been this close before.
Yeah. Last night. Last night we were on video chat. And I almost couldn't take it. I was left alone in the studio after that.
Oh, no.
She went in the other room with her husband, not me.
What did you do?
I was in here just sniffing around.
The chair?
Yeah. I slept right there, curled up. Right there. And as soon as the stream ends, as soon as you get up, that's where I'm going, baby.
Can I give you a little scratch?
Please.
Okay. All right. Breathe.
Sorry. I got really excited. Oh, man. Oh, man.
It was good seeing you.
Thanks. Hey, so, was that a yes?
What was the question?
Can I come to Denver and Salt Lake and give me a seat on the plane? Oh, wait. I can just sit in your lap.
I'll take you on as a service stop.
That's right. Well, give me some paperwork. So, Denver.
You can be our emotional support animal.
Oh, yeah. I'm great at emotions. So, we're going Denver on April 19th.
Yeah.
Salt Lake on April 20th.
Yes.
We're going to Austin, Texas on April 27th.
Yeah.
And Houston, Texas on May 3rd. More dates and tickets are available at sinisterhood.com/live shows. And you won't only see me there, but you'll see me there. And I'm going to whoop your ass, Tommy Brown. Well,
that'd be nice if you're going to come.
Okay, we can quash the beef. What? I'm chilling. What? Oh, shit. Letty said to get me some mini Crocs. Please? Please get me some mini Crocs?
Okay, see if you can.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll see you on the road. I'm going to go wait in the corner until everyone leaves so I can sniff the seat of this chair. But it was nice hanging out with you guys.
Thank you.
What have you guys been up to? The mouse fell on the ground.
If you liked what you heard, consider supporting the show on Patreon by clicking the link in the episode description or heading to sinisterhood.com and clicking Patreon in the top banner. You can also head to sinisterhood.com/live shows for information on our current full moon energy tour, to find out where we're going to be next, information on venues, and to secure those tickets.
Some of the VIPs are sold out. There's a handful of VIPs at other locations, but the GAs are next and they're getting tight. So sinisterhood.com/live shows. We'll see you on the road. Thank you so much for listening and keep it creepy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.